This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. A 19-year-old Menasha man was arrested for setting fire to an office space of U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman in a Fond du Lac strip mall early Sunday morning. Police arrested the man soon after the fire was extinguished. He admitted to starting the blaze in protest of the TikTok ban that went into effect on Sunday. Grothman was one of the 360 House members who voted for the TikTok ban last year. And around 12 hours after shutting itself down in the United States, TikTok is back for many users, almost like it never left, attributing its return to a move by President-elect Donald Trump to save the app. 170 million people in America use the app for hours every day to find news, entertainment, and community, and in some cases, to make a living. Trump may be poised to score a major political victory by claiming responsibility for bringing back the popular platform. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments last week over whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule that would ban the practice of conversion therapy for LGBTQ plus people was unconstitutional. Lisa Hale has more.
The challenge comes amid the national battle over LGBTQ plus rights. It is also a part of a broader effort by the Democratic governor who has vetoed Republican bills targeting transgender high school athletes. Governor Evers argues the legislature is unconstitutionally blocking the rules. The court, controlled 4-3 by liberal justices, will issue a ruling in the coming months.
And the American Red Cross of Wisconsin and the Grand Theater in Wausau are partners for a blood drive. The organizations have set a goal to collect 35 units of blood, and people that donate blood between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Wednesday will be entered for a chance to win 4 free tickets to Alley 2. The show is February 16th at the Grand Theater, and donors will be entered for a chance to win a getaway to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. And the Central Wisconsin Airport has seen an uptick in guns found by TSA in recent years. In 2024, TSA agents discovered 3 firearms at CWA checkpoints. That's the highest number recorded at the airport in the last 5 years. Nationwide, TSA screened over 904 million passengers last year, detecting 7.4 guns per million travelers. That equates to 1 gun for every 135,000 or so people screened. Despite the increase in firearms found at CWA, the airport director says that there has been no indication of malicious intent in these cases. TSA agents at CWA found all of those 3 guns loaded. A similar trend has been seen across Wisconsin, where 93% of firearms detected were loaded. Passengers found carrying firearms could face fines up to $15,000 and possible legal charges. Today is a big day. It's the inauguration of Donald Trump as he begins his second term as president, following a 4-year hiatus. It's also Martin Luther King Jr. Day. A majority of government offices are closed, as well as banks and the post office. And to cover all exposed skin today, frostbite can happen in as little as 15 minutes. Symptoms include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. Frostbite may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. So limit your time outside, and if you have to be outside, warm up your body often. If you believe that you have frostbite, go inside and seek shelter from the cold. Then, call your healthcare provider or visit the emergency room immediately to reduce the risk of tissue damage. Frostbite symptoms appear in 3 stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful. That's frost nip. The pins and needles is a surface frostbite, and numbness indicates a deep frostbite. And if you're cold, your pets are too. Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. Take dogs on shorter walks and don't leave them outside for longer than a few minutes. Along with short-haired pets, short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies might rub the snow-covered ground. And pets with diseases, or older or younger, have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. So play dress up, consider a dog sweater or coat, and always check their paws. They can crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. And if your pet is whining, shivering, or seems anxious, slows down or stops moving, Or if they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly, because they're showing signs of hypothermia. ThetaCare Medical Center in Waupaca will stop offering labor and delivery services beginning in mid-February, meaning those choosing a hospital birth will have to drive at least 30 minutes to the nearest delivery unit, which happens to be Aspyrus and Stevens Point, because Berlin and Nina are even further for them. Concerned community members say that's precious time when delivering a baby, and they've responded with a large outcry. So far, there's been a city council resolution, petition with over 3,000 signatures, and now an upcoming protest at ThetaCare's corporate offices in Nina. Removing the birth services from Waupaca not only disrupts families' birth plans, but it also can pose great risks that community members fear. Labor and delivery services there will cease on February 15th. And a new judge has been appointed in Wood County. Melissa Kay has more.
Governor Tony Evers announced the appointment of Gregory Jerebeck to the Wood County Circuit Court, Branch 1. Jerebeck will fill the vacancy created by Judge Gregory J. Potter's retirement. Jerebeck has been an attorney at Nash Law Group SC in Wisconsin Rapids since 2005. He has a general practice with extensive trial experience in both civil and criminal cases. Jerebeck serves as counsel for the Southwood County Airport Commission and is active in numerous community organizations. He's served on boards of directors for the Boys and Girls Club, United Way, and the Wood County Crime Stoppers. Jerebeck also served for 8 years on the City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission.
And one mistake that people make is not having the heat on high enough in your house. In this dangerous cold, thermostats need to be set at least the mid-60s, even when you're not home. Crews are running at full capacity with pipes already breaking. So don't let drafts inside, and let small drops of water drip from your faucet. And if you do wind up with a frozen pipe, shut the water off and thaw it out. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks extend their winning streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks with another decisive win at home, 123-109 over the 76ers. Giannis Antetokounmpo led with 35 points, but he pointed out that Philadelphia was shorthanded. No Paul George, Kyle Lowry, Joel Embiid, all out with injuries for the 76ers. Tyrese Maxey had 37 points for Philly.
I gotta give them credit. You know, they played hard. You know, they didn't have their main guys, so the guys that came in played extremely hard, played together, they made shots, so that's why they were able to have a chance to stay out in the game. And the leader of their team, Maxey, played incredible. He was facilitating. He was being aggressive. He was getting downhill. And they did all the right things to have the game that they had tonight.
So the Bucks have now won four in a row. They play the Pelicans in New Orleans on Wednesday. College hoops. Wisconsin with a West Coast win over the weekend, 84-69 over USC. The Trojans did score 13 unanswered points.
Defensively, to be able to catch ourselves after that first 5 to 7 minutes when they made a run back at us. And I think this the moxie of the group, they didn't panic. I think that's what makes this team really, really good, is that we have a lot of pieces and a lot of weapons.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. What happens in Vegas might stay in Vegas, at least for a little while, like country music artist Kenny Chesney, who will have a residency at the Sphere, which Chesney says is a whole new way of rocking fans. Previous residencies at the Sphere include U2, Fish, and the Eagles. Chesney said he agreed to the gig after seeing a U2 concert film at the venue, saying the experience was all-consuming. Chesney will perform at the Sphere this coming May 22nd through June 14th. For fans of the show Severance, the waiting is over. Season 2 finally premiered last Thursday night on Apple TV after a 3-year wait. The sci-fi thriller has a stellar cast, which includes Britt Lower, Patricia Arquette, John Turturro, and Christopher Walken. New episodes drop on Apple TV on Thursday nights at 2 a.m. Central Time. Set your alarm or get the coffee going, folks. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. The third installment of the 28 Days franchise, titled 28 Years Later, opens in June 2025. Sources say despite the new chapter's $75 million budget, part of the new film was shot on an iPhone 15. This would make 28 years later the most expensive film ever to use smartphone technology, at least for cinematic purposes. We've come a long way since movies used to use flip phones. Just a little over a year ago, in late 2023, Norman Lear was being praised by everyone in Hollywood after his death at 101 years old. But Sally Struthers, who played Gloria on All in the Family, says that she was not a huge fan of Lear. During a recent appearance on the Let's Talk About That podcast, the two-time Emmy winner says Lear told her she was only cast because she had blue eyes and a fat face like Carol O'Connor, who played her father, Archie Bunker, on the show. Words hurt, even with two Emmys and a big bank account. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
That cold weather advisory continues today, partly cloudy, 5 below for a high with a wind chill, minus 25 to minus 35. Tonight, down to 19 below with a wind chill to minus 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 2 below zero. We do warm up. By Wednesday, we'll get to 17. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16 below zero.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.